Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we give honor and thanks to the Lord for being on the broadcast today. I am Denise Bryson. I am your host. I tell you, I was having a little trouble getting in because I had to get on here and get on their system and all these things, get some light over here, see if I can get better. But anyway, I am on location, so that's what's making this thing a whole lot different because I am not at home, and so I'm on location doing my summer program. But we are going to try to get it done today. I might have to change this some kind of way. All these lights are on, but anyway, let's see if I can get this in a better place. And our speaker is on the line, and we're so thankful for her. See if I can get that better. No, that ain't better. Okay, so I don't know. Okay, this side is looking like it's a little better. Anyway, sorry not to have all this worked out. I was just getting out of training, and so I'm just getting upstairs, and that still don't really look too much better. But anyway, we'll get it worked out here in a minute. Get it worked out here in a minute. I don't know why that light is so dark. Okay, anyway, we're going on in his name. How about that? So we thank God for being on the broadcast today. I'm so thankful for all of you that will be logging in, those that will be calling in, and those that will listen to the broadcast later. This is the Prospering Souls broadcast, and we thank God for each and every one of you that are on today. And we thank all those who will join us on Facebook Live. And we are blessed the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm trying to see if I can get this light better. But anyway, we're just so thankful for all that God is doing. He is a good God. His mercy endures forever. And he is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He's awesome. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He is sovereign, and he is just God. He's our creator. He's everything we need. And if we just ask him, we can have what it is we ask for. We can seek him. We can have what it is we need because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. That is what God has told us. That is his promise. And if we would just heed to the promises of God, I believe God will do all things that he has promised us. So I am just so excited. I was telling Elder Timberlake, she's going to be on the line. She's teaching on humility. So I am on doing my summer program for the summer. And so I'm not really sure. I know we won't be on next week because I won't be able to get in and log in and get on. So we're going to be on hiatus. And we may be on hiatus for the whole month of July. And then be back on in August. So that is what we're trying to decide. We're trying to figure out. I'm not sure because right now, as it stands, we'll be on 2 weeks in July as it stands right this moment. But I'm not really sure about that because they're trying to send me some other places. And so that's what we're trying to do. I'm really trying to get this light right. If y'all give me just a minute, I'll see if I can prop this up another way. Oh, my God. So I hadn't got up here and worked all that out because we were busy, and I said, well, I'm going to go on and do it anyway, and I don't think that's no better, but anyway, it's a little bit better. So anyway, like I said, you're going to hear Elder Timberlake's voice, and you're going to see my face. So anyway, you don't need to see me that good. But anyway, you will hear her voice and see my face, and so we thank God for her being on the line and ready to teach today. And so then also I want to talk about Single Talk because we will be on Single Talk on this Thursday. And our topic will be, first our guest will be musician, comedian Steve Ward. He will be our guest on Single Talk on Thursday at 8. I think it's going to be 8:30 Central and 9:30 Eastern is what it's going to be. So we're going to do a little half hour later than what we usually do just because my time constraints is not because of theirs. And so, but anyway, we're going to be talking about our topic is going to be co-parenting, being single, living, getting a single life after being married over 20-something years. Then we're going to talk about co-parenting and then also how to be friends after divorce. And so this is a not wonderful couple. Him and Lisa Ward is his was his wife, and so anyway, but she they do a beautiful job at co-parenting and a beautiful job at being friends after it. So we want to talk about it, and we're going to talk about it from a male perspective, and hopefully maybe I'll ask her and she'll come on, she can talk about it from a female perspective. But nevertheless, that's what's going to be going on Single Talk on this Thursday, and so we're just excited about that. And like I said, after that, I think we will be back on in August. But we'll see. We might be back on two shows in July and then off again. But anyway, God is good. And so, you know, when you have time constraints, but I'm excited because this is my summer program. I did it last year, and I'm back on this summer program, so I'm looking for an amazing time. This time I got the primary, so I'll be have 4th, 5th, and 6th versus 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. So it'll be a different experience, but I'm excited about it because what I do know is that God, oh, Lord, I am having trouble today, is that God is the one that's going to bless me. Oh, goodness. It's the one that's going to bless me to get through it, the one that's going to bless me to be able to do it. And so I'm just excited because the Bible says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And so I am looking forward to, I think it's better with that light off than it is with it on. But anyway, we're going to, it might be, there we go. It might be a little dark, but anyway, I think it's better that way than it is with the light on. So anyway, we'll go with it from that perspective. So anyway, God bless each and every one of you. And see, I just want to pray before we go, before we get into it, and then I'll hand it over to Elder Timberlake, and we're going to continue to talk about humility, because how many know that we really need to be humble in this day and age if we're going to serve God? We can't serve God haughty, we can't serve God arrogant, but we have to have an humble spirit if we really want to be a servant of God and we want to be a servant to God's people. We have to serve him in the spirit of humility. He said, you know, if you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, he'll exalt you in due time. And I'm kind of paraphrasing the scripture. But anyway, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you, we glorify, and we magnify your name. We thank you for being an omnipotent God, all-powerful. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your omniscience. And we thank you for being omnipresent, God. We thank you for being our creator. We thank you for being sovereign. We thank you for being our all-wise God. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We magnify your holy name, Lord. Lord, if there be any sin among us, Lord, we confess our sins, Lord Jesus, that we know that you have the grace and the mercy to forgive us of our sins. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you for being our shepherd and our shall not want, Lord. We thank you for being our light and our salvation, oh God. We thank you, oh Father, Lord, for being our refuge and our strength and our very present help in the time of trouble. God, we thank you, oh God, that you are awesome and you are our healer, you are our deliverer. Lord, you're the lifter of our head, oh God. We can lift our eyes into the hills from whence cometh our help, and our help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, we know, thank you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless all those who have lost loved ones, oh God, and all of those who have lost fathers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to strengthen them as only you can, comfort them as only you can. Bless those, oh God, that are dealing with some manner of disease or some kind of sickness, oh God. We ask you to let your healing virtue flow through their body right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for healing today. Lord, we ask you to bless those that are having financial difficulties, oh God. You're their Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, their provider. You're their El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough. So, Lord, we thank you for providing for them. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for those that are going through turbulent times. We thank you for peace right now in the name of Jesus. You said you give us a peace that compasses all understanding, Lord Jesus, and it will keep our hearts and our minds. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will supply our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And, God, you said that we seek the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, that all the other things will be added unto us. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice, those who are listening now, those who are listening later, those on broadcast, those on Facebook Live. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless all the children that are out of school this summer, oh God, cover them with your blood. Father, keep them out of trouble, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless their parents, strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every teacher that is off right now. Lord, touch them and renew them and strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless all those that will go into their various jobs on tomorrow. Cover them with your blood and keep them. Bless our leadership, God. Those that preach the gospel this morning, that preach the gospel all over this land and country, every man and woman that did so. We ask you to strengthen them, oh God. Pour back into them what you allowed them to pour out to us today. And Lord, we ask you to cover our pastors and our leaders with the blood. Plead the blood of Jesus over their lives. Plead the blood of Jesus over Elder Timberlake's life, God. Keep her and strengthen her. And even my life, God, I plead the blood. Please, the blood over the lives of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the leadership of this country, God. We ask you, Lord, to do what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Bless this word, Father. that it will fall on good ground, oh Lord, and those that will hear it, hallelujah, will be strengthened by it, God. In the name of Jesus, bless it to save souls, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we are planting or either watering into somebody's life, but God, you are going to give the increase. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I want to say this, happy Father's Day to all you fathers that are out there. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for those fathers that went on to glory, that put so much into their children. We thank God for each and every one of them. And so we're just so thankful for our fathers today. We salute you, sirs, and we're thankful for all that you've done. Now I'm going to turn it over to Elder Timberlake because we're running our time down. I think it says we got about 38 minutes. So anyway, God bless you, Elder Timberlake. I'm not sure the time is a little off on this, on the thing. I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, Elder Timberlake. Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Elder.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
We got a shorter time because, you know, for the differences. So it's about 37 minutes on the clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. I need the old.
Yes.
I need.
Yes, sir.
Every hour I need thee.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bless me,
yes,
now, my Savior.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I come to thee. We need,
yes,
thee. Oh, we need thee.
Oh, yes, God. Oh.
Every hour we need,
yeah,
thee. Oh, bless us now,
yeah,
our Savior. We come,
yes,
to thee. Father, we thank,
yes,
you,
Lord,
today. We humble,
yes,
ourselves before you right now, God. I decrease that you may increase. God, I ask that you would touch, bless, heal, and make whole. Let this word permeate hearts in the name of Jesus. We've gone through some trouble and some trials, but through it all, we've made it. And we give you honor and we give you praise in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Today we want to continue our topic on humility. That song was impressed in my heart because this is where we are. This is what the posture we want to have today as we are talking about humility and building a better relationship with God. We want God to know that we need him. Whatever we are facing in every situation, we need God. We honor him for being the ultimate, to being our all in all, and being almighty, being our El Shaddai. We honor him today, and we love him, and we want to give God praise and honor for that. And once again, I want to reiterate with Elder Bryson to wish every father a happy Father's Day and hope God has been good to you and so have your loved ones. Well, it's humility. We want to continue with that. It is something. It is not something that we finally achieve. It is something that we seek and strive to demonstrate daily. It is the prerequisites or the foundation to having and maintaining a better relationship with God. The,
yes,
better to build a better relationship with God, we must first desire to do so. You got to want to have a relationship with God. That sets our intentions and focus. In other words,
yes,
as we talked the last time, it's a choice. And it is something that you don't just do happenstance. It is you do it intentionally. You intentionally admit that you need God and you surrender to him. We have a choice to invite him into our lives or not. It is up to us to take the initiative to move closer to God by being in his presence and constantly reading his word. We must invest time and attention to pleasing God. We know about any relationship that you're trying to develop and you want it to get better, You've got to spend time. You got to invest in it, just like we do with each other. The same thing we have to do with God. We learn about God by reading his word. We learn his character by reading his word and spending quality time with him and meditating on his word. As we do that, he begins to speak to us, and he begins to talk with us as we woo him and pursue him, and we begin to grow in wisdom and in grace, and we become more submissive to his will and obedient to him and his word. Now, humility can be challenging to express because in today's society, when we see people being humble, sometimes people call them weak. But it is not a weakness. It is actually a tremendous inner strength. It is your strength under control. The enemy would like to make you get out of character of representing God. But when you have people coming up against you or in trying situations that you know under normal circumstances you would let them have it, or what we call give a piece of our mind, or go left. But when you can stay under control and stay and represent God and his character, that takes inner strength. Everybody can't do it. You have to work at it. And it is indeed, as we have always said, it is a process.
Yeah.
Truly humble people see and accentuate their own strengths and limitations without being defensive or without judgment. Rather, they place emphasis on people rather than things. Operating in humility helps us to be more open to being acceptable to new ideas, advice, and criticism. You have to be humble, especially in the church, because there tends to be a lot of judgment sometimes at church, or where people don't understand you in church, but it's not just only in church. I just said especially in the church. But it's around people when you come in interacting with others and they don't know your story or you've come from different environments, people tend to judge you based on their own experience. And as you become humble, you're just like an onion. You begin to peel away some things that are traditional for you, that you, and as you come into some knowledge of God, that you begin to peel away layers and layers of things that does not represent God. And you, that judgmental attitude that we oftentimes see, it begins to dissipate, but every now and then it likes to raise its head. So we have to work on that to keep it under subjection. And because we always want to consider others. That's what humility, when you have when you're an humble person, you always consider other people's feelings. You can't always say what you're thinking because you don't know where that other person is. You don't know what kind of day a person might have had. Sometimes if you don't say the right thing at the right time to the person, it could be detrimental to them. So you have to have wisdom, and you need to be led by the Lord. So to be led by God, you have to show humility because you have to be submissive to him.
Yeah.
There are many reasons that we need to develop humility, especially in our walk with Christ. It's not just in Christ, but we're going to talk about later as in regular in our personal relationships. But the first reason that we needed to develop humility to have a better relationship with God is it's a commandment.
Yeah.
First of all, we shall have no other. He told us, don't have any gods before him. That means we can't have things that we love, things that we like, people that we care about. They should not have priority in our life. They can be in our life, but God should always be first. Because if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have things nor the person. So we have to realize from everything, for the root of where everything that we have, where it comes from. We need to always remember it is a it is his commandment, and if you remember the Ten Commandments, the first four of those Ten Commandments is telling us how to relate, how God is related with us, what we're supposed to do unto him. First, he lets us know it's all about him. Now, he's the only one that can have it all about him all the time because we are walking out his story. We are here for his purpose. When you understand why you are here, then it becomes a little bit easier to begin to become subservient to the call of God over your life or to his will for your life because you understand your purpose and your destiny. Many times we are floating and we are going around and wondering like the children of Israel in the wilderness because we don't know who we are. We don't know whose we are. And we believe in a false story that the enemy has told us or somebody else has said something negative to us and we believe that. Or they said we all bad in a bag of chips. We believe that. But what we are his chosen people that he has put us here on earth for a purpose and for a reason to serve him, to adore him. While we are helping others, we are still honoring him. And the last six Ten Commandments is about how we're supposed to interact and relate to each other. So he set it up first, how we're supposed to relate to God and honor him. Then we have to work on how we interact with each other. He made it where we have a horizontal relationship with each other, and we have a vertical relationship. I mean, we have a horizontal relationship with him, and we have a vertical relationship with each other. And in the middle, it all touches. So that means if we want to have a good relationship with God, we need to check how we're treating our brothers and our sisters in the earth. Because he says, how can you love me whom you've never seen? And you can't even love or get along with these people that you see every day. So first of all, it is a commandment. We must exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you're following the commandments, you will exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. What are they? The love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control to be able to do God's will. Now, you got the love. You know, we say the word love, but love is an action word. It means more than an emotion. And joy is a state of being, and peace. It's a place where you get where it's calmness. That is something, it's peace that we're supposed to pursue. The Bible tells us to seek peace and pursue it, and as much as possible, we're to try to live peaceable with all men. And then we have to learn how to endure. Everything is not always going to go our way. We might have an agenda and we have a plan, but it don't always work our way. So we have to be careful what we allow to come out of our mouths. And when we go to murmuring and complaining and getting frustrated and begin to say negative expressions, when we need to endure hardness as a good soldier, that's what gives us that tenacity to endure so we can develop and exercise some muscles that we haven't used. That's why our long suffering, that's a characteristic of God that we need to be able to exhibit. And then we got to be kind to one another. We need to be loving, show meekness and goodness and be gentle to one another, and above all, we need to be faithful. Who are we being faithful to? First of all, we must be faithful to God, and then we need to be faithful to one another. We have a habit of giving people our word, and we think it means nothing, but your word is your word, and it does mean something. So when we make promises and we make commitments, just like we make commitments to God, then we need to keep our word because it builds our integrity, and that's what God has with us. He has a good record with us. He's built his integrity. Because, you know, he might not come when we think he ought to come, but he's always on time. So he's never late. He has good integrity because he keeps his word. We must develop true humility to be disciplined to obey God's command. That's the word we have to work on. To be humble, we have to be disciplined. That means we got to work at it. Once again, it's a choice, and it is intentional. You have to desire to want to do the right thing. You have to desire to want to please God. Because he said in his word, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So we pray to God and we tell him we love him. Then let's work on keeping his commandments. Should we falter? Yeah. If we falter, we need to repent quickly and be restored and get back in position and get back to exemplifying our Heavenly Father. The next thing we need to do is humility. Do we need to develop it? Because we need to have a childlike attitude. We need, you know, a child is so innocent. You know, they almost believe anything that their parents tell them because a child. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Jesus taught that without humility, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Having humility makes us more childlike and not childish. Many times we get that confused and we start acting childish. We have an adult body, but we're tearing out, we're acting, we're having temper tantrums when we don't get our way, be it in our homes, be it in the church, be it at the workplace, wherever it may be. But we need to work on remembering that we are supposed to have a humble spirit, a cooperative spirit. You know, when kids fall out when they were little, or when I was little, we fall out with our friends. We didn't need people. If the adults stay out of the mess, we would be on record side back playing together before the end of the day. So children, they have an innocence, a pureness about them. That is what we need to be seeking for. If we don't have it, it's not being childish, but have a childlike spirit. Because what it does, it makes you more teachable. When you don't have a childlike spirit, you become rebellious, and you think that you know it all, and certain people can't tell you anything. And if it's not from a certain preacher, or if it's not from a certain leader, or if it's not, if you don't hear a word from somebody you believe is right, then you will not receive it, or you will not hear it. But you need to try to, you need to try the, what somebody's telling you by the word, and see if it is of God. So you, anytime somebody's telling you something you're not sure, there's nothing wrong with questioning it, but you need to go against the word. You just don't deny it because you don't like who the word is coming from. So you need to have a childlike innocence. That's what humility makes us. It is. You have to have humility if you want to know how to forgive, if you want to have the ability to forgive. Mark 11:25 says, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them. So that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. To be forgiven of our sins, we need to be humble. Developing humility is part of the repentance process. First of all, for us to have Christ in our lives, we had to ask for forgiveness for our own sins. Because remember, that's why Christ came, because mankind had been separated from God. And he came to restore us, to reconcile us back to him. And the way we get that reconciliation taking place, we must repent. So we must ask for forgiveness to start the process, to even start having a relationship with God. So not only sometimes when we think about forgiveness, we only think about other people, having grudges against other people. But sometimes the person we need to forgive is ourselves. The enemy has to put a lot of guilt and bring up our past and tell us we're not worthy and that we've done so much that God doesn't love us and he will not accept us. But the devil is a liar, and he's the father of that lie. God is, his arms are outstretched. He said, my ears are not, that I can't hear you. He said, my hands are not too shortened that I can't save you. He can. He is there with his arms wide open, ready to receive us if we ask him to come in. If we confess our faults and sins before him, he's more than willing. Forgiveness is both an act and a process. It is a choice and not a feeling. Some people think I got to feel like somebody forgave me, or they asked for forgiveness, or I don't feel like I've been forgiven. It is not about feeling. It's a choice. It is a decision. You must decide to forgive. You have to make that decision to forgive. And whether the person that you ask for forgiveness receive it or not, that is not on you. That is between them and God. What's between you and God is if you're holding grudges. So if you ask somebody to forgive, mean it. But it is a decision. Did it happen overnight? Did it happen immediately? Maybe not. It is a process. So therefore, but you got to decide to start the process. You have got to get the wheel turning to go in that direction of forgiveness. So when the enemy want to bring something back to your memory to cause you want to get out, to go into unforgiveness, then you need to rebuke the devil and put him in his place. The Bible tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. So when he brings noise to you that is contrary to what God has said for you to do and the choice that you've made that's in the direction of God for your life, then you tell him where to go, back to the very pit and the gates of hell. And he's under your feet. He has no authority over you. So you're going to walk in the authority that God has given you. So when you forgive, you are being submissive unto God's will, because that's what he wants for us to do, to forgive, and then we want to walk it out, and that's the process. We have to know that forgiveness is not the same as reconciliation.
All
reconciliation,
right.
I used to work in accounting. You know, you balance, it's a balancing act. If you got A, there should be a B to balance it out. If I spend some money, if there's a debit, there has to be a credit. At the end of the month, when we're doing the month-end inventory, it needs to reconcile so the accounting can line up. But when it comes to forgiveness, it is not a two act. It's just, it doesn't require two people to be involved. It only requires one. You have that one person need to make the decision, and then they need to decide to forgive. Does anyone have any comments that they would like to say thus far?
No.
Okay. Humility is needed to get prayers answered. Remember, I just prayed, if you got ought against somebody or you think they got ought against you, that you need to get it straight before you go into the altar to ask God to forgive you. If you want God to answer your prayer, you've got to humble yourself, put your ego in check, humble yourself, and do what the Word is telling us to do. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. We know today that our land needs a healing. We need healing in our hearts. We need healing in our minds. We need healing in the church house. We need healing in the White House. We need healing on our jobs.
Yeah.
We need healing in relationships. We need healing all over this land and country and all over the world. And God has given us a remedy. First of all, we got to humble ourselves, so we can do the necessary steps that we need to do so he can hear us. So when we stand praying, we must forgive. And if we got other things in our lives that we need to ask him for forgiveness, we need to do that. And if we don't know what to do, we need to be pursuing him constantly, spending time with him, investing time with him so we can get to know him. Don't you know that God woos us? He wants our attention.
Yes.
He wants us to spend time with him. He wants us to meditate on his word. He wants us to have a real relationship with him. So he will be at our beck and call. Because he said, before you even thought, I was already there. When Daniel was praying, he said, before you prayed, he already knew the answer. He already had the answer for him. He already knew.
Yes.
So Daniel had that kind of relationship. So we want to work on humility in our life, having a humble spirit and having a humble heart, so that we can pray unto God and know with a certainty that our prayers will be answered. Many times we're praying prayers and we know that there's something blocking us between God and us, and we wonder why things haven't happened, because sometimes we need to do an inventory check. We need to do a self-inspection. We need to do a renewing of the mind, because as we talked about the first week, sometimes we've gotten out of focus. So we need to get back in focus and get on track, because it is important that we be on track, because we have to stay connected. We have to stay connected to the Father, because we need him every hour. It's the song that I just sung. We need him all day long, every second, every minute, every day. So we want our prayers answered. We got to be humble.
Yes.
Next, humility shows gratitude. When we have a humble spirit, we're not haughty. We don't think people that we deserve stuff and people ought to do things for us. We have an attitude of gratitude. We are thankful because we realize people don't have to be nice to us. And most of all, we are thankful that God gives us new mercies every day. We are thankful for the breath that we're breathing, for our eyes that we can see, that our legs and arms, that we are mobile, we are thankful. We should not be taken for granted that tomorrow is us, or tomorrow is not promised, but neither is the next second. We need to be thankful in all things.
Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory.
This is the will of God concerning us.
Thank you.
Thank God. See, we like to thank him when things went well for us. But we've got to learn to grow in humility and be submissive to God and be thankful when things don't go so well, when things are painful, when we have been hurt, when we have been afflicted, when we don't understand the challenges that we are facing. It seems like the storms of life are just raging one after another. We still need to give thanks to God. Give him thanks. Give him thanks for the good times. Give him thanks for the bad times. Give him thanks for the ugly times and the times that you don't understand. Give God thanks. And as you stay in a posture of humility, you will be positioned to be able to be thankful regardless of what you are going through. If you find yourself struggling, and we are human, and we will get a little weary sometimes, but he told us don't get weary in well-doing. But if you find yourself there, recognize it. Don't stay there. Turn it around. Connect to God. Ask him to forgive you. Get back on the right track. Get back in focus. Get your mind renewed. And look to the hill from which cometh your help. You know God has your back. If he has promised you something and you haven't seen it yet, you know God has his your back. I just said earlier that his integrity is good. It's better than money in the bank. It's better than the word that the best person you know that you trust. If God said it, it's already done. It's already settled. Now you've got to trust him. If you want a good relationship with God, you want your relationship to grow, you've got to trust him. Humility is based on trust because we're humbling to him. Anytime you become to somebody, that means you trust them. So you need to trust God with your whole heart, not half a heart. Trust him with your whole heart. Humility will make you open to the truth. Matthew 6:33 says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We must humble ourselves to seek God and his truth. Not my truth, his truth. Otherwise, his God will not hear us when we seek after things more than him. Many times we're human, we're a little caught up with things and the cares of this life. But remember, he must be first. He will not be second. He doesn't do that shack up stuff that people like to say is okay. He must be first. He must have a commitment, a real commitment. You need to be really, really committed to him. Make up your mind. Like Joshua told him, choose ye this day who you're going to serve.
Yeah.
If God is the one you want to serve, choose him. If you pick somebody else, you're serving him. But if you want God to work on your behalf, and if you want somebody that you know that's real, that will come through for you, might not come through when you want him, but you know he's going to come through, and he can keep you encouraged as you ride in the tide, you better stick with God. I recommend him.
Yeah.
Because he is a jealous God. He has already told us he'll have no other God before him. Remember the first four commandments was all about him, and the first one tells us, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Anything you put before God is more important than God to you is a god, and you have made it an idol. And if that is the case, you need to rectify that and correct it. That could be your boo. It could be your husband. It could be your girlfriend. It could be your job. It could be material things that you have. It could be your car. Whatever it is that you would put before him, you need to get it back in order. You're out of order. Your priorities are out of order, and they need to be corrected. Because that means you put yourself on the throne, or you put your things on the throne, and you're telling God, I don't need you. But I'm here to tell somebody today, you need him.
Need
you need him every hour. You need him all day long. Humility protects us from defecting from the faith or becoming rebellious against God.
Yeah.
1 Peter 5:6 tells us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Sometimes we want to rush to the end and we haven't even done our due diligence. You haven't been tried. Sometimes you got to walk through the thing. You got to walk through the trial. He wants to see where you are. If he gets you to the other side, will you remember that he brought you through? Or will you be like the children of Israel once you get across the Red Sea or Jordan, you're going to start mumbling, complaining, and wish you were back from whence you have come. When something come up that you don't understand or know how to handle. But if you become truly humble and recognize that he is the God of your life and have a humble spirit, it'll keep you on the right path. For having a humble spirit makes you less likely to go astray. In fact, it keeps you within right standing with God so that we may walk in the beauty of holiness and withstand any attack of the enemy. We have to remember the enemy is out to get us. He wants to steal that peace. He wants to steal that humility. He wants you to be stubborn, hard, stiff-necked, and rebel against God because he wants you to think God is not working on your behalf because he'll bring up things that you see with your natural eye. We have got to learn, believers of God, how to see things in the spirit or see things through the spirit because think about what you see with your natural eye. And sometimes we see things with our natural eye, and it does not always be what we think we saw. So, therefore, to make sure you got clarity of sight, keep your eyes on Christ so he can lead and direct you. Because remember, the Holy Spirit that dwells with us, within us, has come to teach us and to lead us into all truth. God's Spirit leads us to humility.
Yes.
Psalms 119:133 tells us, David said, order my steps in thy word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. If you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, he will. They used to sing a song that says, let Jesus lead you all the way.
All the way.
Sometimes we let him lead us, but when we get to a certain point in the road, we think we got it because he's helped us along the way. We think we got it. And then we start messing up. It goes helter skelter. You need him to lead you all the way.
All the way.
All the way.
Yeah.
All of the way. Listen, that we should it helps us to know what we should and should not do. When we get in difficult situations or when we are faced with a challenge that we're unfamiliar with or we're not prepared for, it helps us to learn how, again, to trust God. The Spirit of God will lead us in the right path that God has preordained for us.
Yeah.
So we won't go astray because we're being led by the Spirit and not by our flesh. And weakness becomes strength. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
Yeah.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I want to ask somebody, what's more important? Is it more important that you get a job paying you your six figures or more? Or is it more important that you get the man or the woman that you've been seeking after, more important that you than you getting God or seeking after God? Do you not know if you seek after God first, you can still have the boo, you can still have the figures. You can have all this other stuff that you're desiring. You just have to have your priorities in place and be willing to invest the time to get what you need. You need to invest in God and in the spouse and in the job or whatever your career may be. You have to do some investment. So that's and Paul is saying, you know, we remember when he said three times and he asked God, you know, what's up with you, God? Let me paraphrase it. What's up? I've been doing this for you, waiting for you, but God lets him know that my grace is sufficient.
It's sufficient.
Sometimes God let us have these afflictions to keep us in check. Because Paul was used mightily by God. He was used mightily. And in our flesh sometimes, if we're not careful, especially when people come around and they start looking to you, you start believing the hype.
Yeah.
But Paul is telling us that he remained humble, and God kept him in an humble position, and so that's why he's willing. He was so humble he could say that I'd rather glory in my infirmities. I mean, you got to get there. That's not like something overnight. You got to be really committed and dedicated, and really trusting God. Your faith. I mean, it's got to be elevated to get to where Paul is talking about, and that's what we are striving to do. We want to encourage us to be on that path that we're going on the path that we are saying that. I'd rather glory in my infirmities. Huh? Oh, God, I would rather glory in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. But to know that
yes.
God is with me, to know that God is leaving me, is leading me, oh, it's better than rubies and diamonds. It is better than the pain that I'm feeling because he can take me through that and he can help me overcome that. Our weakness
Amen.
Help us to be humble. Because we struggle
mm-hmm.
with life's challenges, we learn to be humble. If we were strong in everything,
mm-hmm.
we were strong in everything, we might be convinced, we might convince ourselves that we don't need humility. Developing
yeah.
sincere humility is a process. It is not something that is created overnight, but through diligence and faith, it can be achieved. We're talking about building a better relationship with God. We need to work on it. We need to work
yeah.
on our obedience
yes,
and work on being humble and ask God to turn the light on us so we can see ourselves and let him order our steps to be on the path or to have build a better relationship with him so we can have a better relationship with others. All right, Elder.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for that, for the word today. We thank God for it. And we hope that the word helps somebody, that somebody will be blessed by it. If you know somebody that needs to hear this, please share and tag it and so that they can be able to hear what thus says the Lord. We thank God for Elder Timberlake and her studying and studying to show herself approved. The workman needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We thank you for the anointing of the word. But one thing we always want to do before we close is we want to make sure that if there's anybody out there that does not know the Lord and the pardon of their sin, and maybe you was at church today and you didn't go down when they did the altar call, maybe you wasn't at church today and you're on this live, or you're on this live feed, or you're on the broadcast listening, and we just want to extend our invitation to come into the kingdom, of coming to the family of God, to be a part. He adopts us into his family. And so, but you can do that by repenting of your sins and giving your life to him today. And if you would pray this prayer with me, Father, I know I have broken your law, and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and I want to turn from my sins and give my life totally unto thee. Lord, will you forgive me today as I repent of my sin, that I may be able to be saved today. I thank you, Lord, that I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, and is alive and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus into my life to become my
yes.
Lord and Savior and to deliver me from dead works.
Yes.
And I'm asking you, Lord, to reign in my heart. And I'm asking you, Lord, to not only save me, but to also fill me with the Holy Spirit that will help me to obey and to do your will the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. I
amen.
Believe you confessed your sins today and gave your life to the Lord, that you are now saved. Welcome to the family. God bless you and keep you and find you a good Bible-believing teaching church so you can continue on your journey with the Lord, because the Bible tells us faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the
yeah.
more you hear the word of God, the more you do the word of God, the stronger you will be in your faith with Christ. So we thank God for each and every one of you that joined us here today. Happy Father's Day again to those fathers, and we thank you for joining us here on the Sprouts & Souls broadcast. We will not be on live next week, but we will have our broadcast on. We're going to play a replay, and we're going to play Elder Timberlake's teaching on the renewed mind. So those will be coming up, so you can still join the Sprouts & Souls broadcast. And what we'll do is I'll put it out there that we will be on a rebroadcast, because we're going to keep the word going. And so we might not be on a live feed, but we will keep the word going. And you can join us at Blog Talk Radio, and it will be posted out there on my page and even on the Sprouts & Souls page. So God bless each and every one of you is my prayer, and may God go with you and be blessed this week. And we thank God. We ask you, Lord, to bless Elder Timberlake. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Let your blood cover her and strengthen her as only you can. Bless all those that are under the sound of my voice. Bless them to have a good week, Lord. Bless them and keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. strengthen them as only you can, Lord Jesus. And I'm even asking you, Lord, to bless this program that I'm on. Bless every advisor, every student that will come, be coming, Lord Jesus. Bless us and keep us safe. In the name of Jesus is our prayer. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, just to strengthen us and cover us on throughout this week and throughout our journey in life, oh God. Bless those that need to begin again. Bless those that are going through storms. But, Lord, we know that you're on the boat with us. So, Lord, we know that you're there with us, and we're not going to drown because you're with us. So, Lord,
yes.
We thank you for each and every day. And God bless each and every one of you. Keep us, Lord, as long as we can. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Join us, and we'll be back. We'll join us on the Prosperous Souls broadcast, because we will be playing a rebroadcast. For those that will be wanting to hear the word of God, a renewed mind, it's an awesome teaching. If you need your mind renewed, you better be. That's a good. It's a good one to listen to. And then we will be back here. I will come back on and see if we'll be back in July. But I think we'll be off because I think they're going to send me some other places. And so it's kind of difficult for me to get on. But if we figure out another way, we'll do that and we'll continue on because we want you to continue on with humility. But anyway, God bless each and every one of you. Is my prayer. But join me Thursday for Single Talk, and it will be at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But anyway, join us here on Single Talk. We got a good conversation that will be going on, and then you will learn about a comedy show that's coming up that I'm going to be a part of, and Steve Ward's going to be a part of, and some other people. So we're going to be doing God's business in the comedy way. God bless each and every one of you, and go and have a great week. God bless you. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.